From the international headquarters of the Christian Research Institute, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. Welcome to day two of our special programs featuring the Word of Promise audio Bible, where the Bible is not simply read, but dramatized in its historical context. Hank returns with Carl Amari, the producer of the 2008 ECPA Book of the Year, who made clear the Word of Promise is about getting people back to church. The Word of Promise is about getting people back into the Word of God. The Word of Promise is about getting people back to the truth. Carl was inspired to do this project while visiting with his friend Jim Caviezel, playing the role of Jesus on the movie set of Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ.
There came a point where I finally got it, where it was like, I said, God, I don't want them to see me. I only want them to see you. And really, there's this definition in between two actors. You got your celebrity actors, and you got your real actors. Your celebrity actors are basically people who want you to see them. And a real actor would be someone who wants you not to see them, but the character you play. And in this case, I wanted them only to see Jesus. I want them to see me. I'm the sinner here. And so while doing this, I thought, while I was falling in love with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, who was in me, burning through me, and I came to a point where I said, I want to get this out to everybody. I want people who don't make time for God, that don't have time for God, Hank.
Today's broadcast is an encore presentation. And now, with his special guest, Carl Amari, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy, and I don't want anyone listening in to miss a moment of the broadcast. So whatever you're doing, make sure that you carve out the next hour to stay tuned to what we're talking about. This could be one of the most significant broadcasts we have ever done. This is at the bullseye of what we do at the Christian Research Institute. We believe with the Apostle Paul that all Scripture is God-breathed. It's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the man of God, the woman of God, the child of God, might be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible not only forms the foundation of an effective prayer life, it is foundational to every other aspect of Christian living. Prayer is our primary way of communicating with God. The Bible is God's primary way of communicating with us, and therefore nothing should ever take precedence over getting into the Word and getting the Word into us. Look, I've said this many times, if we fail to eat well-balanced meals on a regular basis, we'll eventually suffer physically. And what is true of the outer man is definitely true of the inner man. If we don't feed regularly on the Word of God, we will, not might or could, we will suffer the spiritual consequences. There just isn't any ifs, ands, or buts about it. And in order for us to apply God's direction to our everyday lives, we must listen carefully as God speaks to us personally through His Word. And note that word listen. We'll be talking about that throughout the broadcast. Like Samuel, we should say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. One of the most amazing aspects of the Word of God is that it is alive and active. It's not dead and dull. Before I became a Christian, listening to the Bible is like listening to someone read an excerpt from someone else's mail. Now the Bible is 66 love letters etched in heavenly handwriting, addressed specifically to me. Jesus put it so wonderfully when he said, "My sheep Well, they listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. Listening to the voice of God has never been more significant than today. And the reason I say that is we have never been farther from that practice. We have Bibles, they're covered with dust. When we talk about the Bible, it's sort of like old school. Well, Carl Amari has done something, I would use the word incredible. Maybe the word stupendous. There are a lot of adjectives that I could use, but they're all appropriate. If they're used positively, they represent what we're talking about today. It's the Word of Promise audio Bible. It's an opportunity to hear the Bible come alive. I mentioned this on yesterday's broadcast, but until the 16th century and the invention of movable type, we didn't even have English Bibles. And now we have a revolutionary breakthrough. We have an audio Bible. Now, I have, over the years, wanted to put audio Bibles into the hands of people because I know the power of an audio Bible. But until today, I have never had in my hands a resource like I now possess. It's not only in my hands, it's in my car, it's in my home. And I'll put it even more succinctly, it's in my heart. It's the Word of Promise audio Bible. If you think I'm excited about this, you have no idea. I'm more than excited. I'm intoxicated over a product that I know can revolutionize the lives of people. Someone involved in the project has well said that we are on the verge of something extraordinary. We're on the verge of a surge of faith. This could be, and I quote, the most important evangelical event of the 21st century. And I agree with that. This is a revolutionary, it's a radical transformation of the Bible into audio theater. It not only penetrates the ear gate, the imagination, the emotions, it engages all of your senses, the senses of the mind, the senses God has given you. And I'll tell you what, there's only one thing for you to do, and that is get on the phone and order immediately. We're going to talk about this in a moment, but it's not just a product. It looks like a piece of furniture. You can also get it on MP3, 11 discs. Again, we'll be talking about the product in detail, but suffice it to say, just pick up the phone and order. It will be the most significant investment you can make. Not a home, not a car, not a television, a flat screen, or otherwise. This can be the most important piece of furniture in your house. It's available. Again, the number, here's the number. Dial right now, 888-7000. CRI, 888-7000-CRI. You can also order online on the World Wide Web. You can actually see this incredible resource at equip.org. Or as always, you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. With me now, Carl Amari. He's the producer of the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. He won the XM Nation Award for Best Radio Drama on XM with his radio adaptation of The Twilight Zone. He's an award-winning radio and film producer. But Carl, I dare say there is nothing as significant that you have put your hand to as the Word of Promise audio Bible.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having me back, Hank. I'm just listening to your words and I'm just so humbled by them. Thank you. It has been 4+ years of my life and my family's life helping me, because we every day would listen to the latest takes of Richard Dreyfuss or Stacey Keach or Lou Gossett, and my kids. I have three kids, and they just love it. I mean, when we're in the car, they're always like, "Dad, can you put the Bible on?" Which tells me that 4 years of my life has not been wasted.
Dad, can you please put the Bible on? I mean, think about that for a moment. And one of the things, Carl, that I have experienced is I'm in the car, I'm listening to the Word of Promise audio Bible, and something happens. Maybe I get a phone call, whatever. I turn the radio down, or the device that is playing my CD on the radio. I turn it down, turn the volume down, and one of my kids will say, "Dad, I was listening to that."
Yeah, that's exactly what happens with us. Honestly, they just want to hear it when we're in the car. They don't really want to hear music or anything else. They want to listen to the audio Bible. They love the stories. And now that we've produced the Old Testament, Jonah and the whale, and just all the great Samson and Delilah, all the great stories, they are just even more intrigued by it. We had the New Testament for 2 years because it took me 2 years to produce the Old Testament. So they've had that for 2 years to listen to, and now they're like, "Okay, let's get into the making of the world here on Genesis."
And you have Esther just as a book of the Bible that is so intriguing. Here you have a woman who comes to power. God has called her for just such a moment as this, and she saves an entire nation from certain destruction under Haman. And the nations of the world look on, and they see how God has sovereignly raised up one individual. You don't have to ask, what can one person do? God sovereignly raises up an individual, and as the nations look on, they embrace Yahweh, the God of Israel. This book alone is like a feature film in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a huge book. I mean, there's so much sound design, so many people, and we had an Academy Award-winning actress to play the part of Esther, Marcia Gay Harden, and it's a great book. I mean, there's so many great books in the Old Testament and, of course, the New Testament, but the book of Esther is extremely powerful.
I was captivated by the words of Jim Caviezel at the opening of the show, where he talked about the difference between a celebrity actor and a real actor. And I think you've captured real actors in the Word of Promise audio Bible because you can see through the actor to the real subject of the Bible. Jim Caviezel, of course, plays Jesus, and he has as his passion, his motivating desire, for people to see past Jim Caviezel and be absorbed in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, he did it in the movie The Passion of the Christ. I was very fortunate to be on the set watching that film. And that's when the idea kind of struck me, because I had grown up, Hank, listening to the James Earl Jones Bible and some other Bibles, Alexander Scorby Bible, and they are great, but they're one actor just sort of reading. And here I'm watching, I'll never forget this, in Rome on the set, watching Jim, and here's my friend who I've known for years, and here he is, you know, playing this unbelievable part, the part of Jesus in a film directed by Mel Gibson. And it just hit me. I said, why not do this for audio? Why not take amazing actors that can convey this word and to lift it off the page with their vocal abilities and their acting abilities and put it on audio with music and sound effects and create a Bible unlike any other, one that will just permeate through the speakers and into people's hearts. And that I came up with this and said to Jim, what do you think? Am I crazy? Can we do this? And the two of us set about to doing it and contacting other actors about the idea. And it just was a ripple effect.
650 voices involved in this project. I don't think people have a clue as to the enormity of this project.
Well, there's interestingly, there's over 1,000 people that worked on this between the musicians in Rome, Stefano Manetti's people, the technicians, the sound effects artists, the actors, the agents. I mean, it was a collaborative effort, Hank, over 1,000 people to produce an audio book. I mean, really, that's what this is, but it's like an audio book on steroids, I guess.
On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Stacy Keach, who plays Paul in the New Testament. He also plays someone in the Old Testament. I'm going to leave that for Carl Amari. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, in today's broadcast, Martin Jarvis joins us. He plays the voice of God in the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. I don't think that there's more important role in this dramatic theater of the mind than that. And again, he will join us in this third segment of this broadcast. All there's left for me to say is go to the World Wide Web at equip.org, order online, or talk to resource consultants right now. The number 888-7000 Sierra. I will be right back with a whole lot more.
You're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Here's Hank again with a special offer.
Are you a Christian looking for a phenomenal Bible app? The Word of Promise Bible app may be exactly what you've been looking for. You'll experience the Bible like never before. This free app includes the entire New King James Bible text with powerful search capabilities. Also included is the entire 2-hour audio Gospel of John featuring world-renowned actors. This 2-hour audio Gospel of John is fully dramatized with sound effects, with an original music score, and is synchronized to the text so that as you hear this powerful audio theater, the text appears verse by verse. Receive your free Word of Promise Bible app today at equip.org.
We'll return with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Although smoking marijuana effectively treats some illnesses, medical benefits do not outweigh risks. Beyond physical and psychological dangers lurk profound spiritual perils. Marijuana often elicits a sensation of oneness with the universe or God, consistent with Eastern religious thought, but antithetical to the message of Jesus Christ. Other topics include theologically informed evangelism, the Nazi war against Christianity, Jehovah's Witnesses, and blood transfusion. Off the Map, Bill Johnson and the Pursuit of Extra-Biblical Authentication. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org.
From Genesis to Revelation, the entire New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors, including Richard Dreyfuss, John Voight, Kimberly Williams Paisley, Michael York, and Jim Caviezel as Jesus.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
With feature film quality sound design and original score composed and conducted by Stefano Manetti, the Word of Promise Audio Bible transports the listener back in time. When Moses led the children of Israel, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and when Jesus walked here on earth. Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 CD by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org.
An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form? Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation, supreme being condescending to become one of us. As we look forward to the Advent and the Christmas season, perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, the ultimate self-revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.
Be immersed in the dramatic reality of the Scriptures as never before, as listeners experience a new way to integrate the Bible into their lives through the power and emotion of the Word of Promise. This world-class audio production creates a dramatic audio theater experience that makes you feel like you're really there with Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible in CD or MP3 CD format when you call CRI at 888-7000-274 or go online 24 hours a day to equip.org.
And Mordecai told them to answer Esther,
"Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?"
Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai.
"Go. Gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish."
So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him.
And now let's return to Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff.
And today we are talking about the Word of Promise Audio Bible. It is one of the most significant projects we have ever been able to present to our audience in the history of this ministry. We've been around for 50 years. I've been doing this show for over 20 years, and this is one of those resources I want to put into your hands. It's not an option. It's a must. You just can't imagine what a breakthrough this is. Up until the 16th century, the only English Bible was the writings of John Wycliffe. Now we have theater of the mind. We have an audio Bible. And we have been trying to describe the enormity of this project, all the actors and voices involved, the sound effects. But to really grasp what's going on here, you simply have to experience it. And that again is why I invite you to write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Take a look at the Word of Promise Audio Bible on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Yesterday, talking to Lou Gossett, he played the Apostle John and talked about the impact of being involved in this project. He's an award-winning actor, and yes, says this is one of the most significant projects he has ever been privileged to work at, because it has made a dramatic impact in his life. It's taken Christianity from a Sunday experience to a day-by-day relevant reality in his life. I was talking to John Voight a couple of months ago. He plays Abraham. He too was dramatically impacted by the project. Right now, Stacy Keach joins me. He plays the Apostle Paul in the New Testament and Job in the Old Testament. And so many of you know that Job suffered more in one day than most of us will suffer in an entire lifetime. And somehow or other, as we listen to the epic story of Job, we find faith because God has revealed just enough about himself that we know we can trust him in the midst of life's storms. Stacy, it must have been an incredible privilege for you to play two of these epic characters in the Word of Promise audio Bible.
It certainly was, Hank. It's a pleasure for me to be on the show with you, too. I was listening to what both my good friends Lou Gossett and John Boyd said, and I certainly share their sentiments. It's an extraordinary experience, and it's not just work as an actor. It is also spiritual food for what at least was for me, for sure. And you mentioned Job. Job fascinates me because I questioned at the very beginning why God would put Job through such an ordeal, why he would allow Satan to play his hand with Job. And what you said is absolutely true. It's about faith. It's about the endurance of a man's patience, and we've often heard the patience of Job, but it's more about maintaining an equilibrium in terms of his spirituality, that he never lost sight of it, and of course, he was rewarded at the end, even though the things that he lost were terrible, devastating.
And yet he was able to say, Stacy, I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he'll stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. In other words, Job learned to live with eternity in mind. And I know, Stacy, you've gone through some difficult times in your life.
And I certainly have.
As you have gone through those difficult times, would you be able to say it is the Word of God that can sustain you through the difficult
absolutely,
times?
Absolutely, without question. My faith has gotten me through every difficult period of my life. And I'm very happy to be speaking with you on the phone right now and able to say that. But it's a very important part of my life, as it is my family's life. And our faith has been strengthened by participating in this wonderful project.
Carla Murray, Stacy, was talking about theater of the mind and telling our listeners just how significant that is. Can you add to his words, give us your own perspective?
Well, one of the things that I feel is so valuable about this project is that it not only reinforces your own spiritual profile, it also is a wonderful tool, just strictly in terms of education, in terms of learning about this particular period. And the reason I think it is so accessible is because the way we dramatize these stories and these wonderful words makes it very much a contemporary rendering, taking advantage of music and sound effects, making it almost like a movie. And it has it's a cross between radio, which appeals tremendously to the imagination, and I think of it very much in terms of a stream of images that are like unto a movie. So from that point of view, it really is, it's not just somebody, as Carl said, somebody just reading the text. It has a life of its own. The actors have all, I think, made great efforts to dramatize their characters in personal terms rather than rhetorical terms. And I think that also adds to the accessibility of the material.
Speak to the difference between reading something and actually performing it.
One is being, one is absolutely, the words come, they emerge out of you. I mean, particularly, I was very concerned about Paul, because Paul wrote so many different letters, and it has been said that there are many scholars have raised issues of contradiction, that he contradicted himself in a number of places. I think that those are moot points. The fact that Paul has always fascinated me as a character. When I was in Sunday school, when I was 12 years old, I had a teacher who told us the story of Paul. It was the first time I'd heard it, and I was fascinated by the fact that this Jewish man, was on the road to Damascus, and he experienced a transformation. And this transformation had a tremendous impact on me, the story of it, and in terms of how he, Paul, became one of Christ's most devoted followers. And I'd never forgotten it. And when Carl asked me if I'd like to read Paul, I jumped at the opportunity because he'd always been somebody in my mind that really appealed to me. And I think that kind of enthusiasm for the person is what hopefully permeates our readings, because it makes it much more personal as opposed to just reading lines out of scripture.
I'm going to make a statement. You comment on it, Stacy. You won a Golden Globe for best performance by an actor in a miniseries or a motion picture made for TV, Hemingway. Talk about the difference between that, as significant as it was, and being involved in the Word of Promise audio Bible in terms of a legacy.
Well, you know, there's a similarity that I wanted to express, and that is both Hemingway and Paul and Job, for that matter, required a certain amount of research. As an actor, one of the great joys I have is being able to learn something about not only individuals but also periods of time and from whence they came. And the thing, Hemingway he was a complicated man, and making a miniseries over a period of 6 or 7 months, it affords you the luxury and the opportunity of learning a tremendous amount about the character that you're playing. Strangely enough, with Paul, it felt like we were in the studio for almost the same amount of time. The letters, as you well know, the letters of St. Paul take up the majority of the New Testament. They're long, they're complicated, and they require a tremendous amount of concentration and work and homework. And I love that. I mean, to me, that's, as I say, it's one of the great joys. Comparing Paul to Job was also kind of an interesting experience, because both Paul and Job are examples for us, I think, of men whose devotion and whose faith is worth emulating. And I think that that's the thing that they share in common.
Stacy, thank you so much for your contribution to our broadcast. It's a privilege having you on.
Well, thank you, Hank. It's a pleasure being here.
God bless you, my friend. And we will be right back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. On the other side of the break, Martin Jarvis, who plays the voice of God in the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible, will join us, along with Carl Amari, the producer of the Word of Promise audio Bible. I think you've heard from the actors, the producer, the director. They're all telling you the same thing. This is an epic resource. You will not make a better investment in this calendar year or any other. It's available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, or just write me, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Right back in just a moment, so please don't touch that dial.
Now the entire Word of Promise Bible comes alive in dramatic audio theater. You can order the complete Bible, the Old Testament, or the New Testament in CD or MP3 CD when you call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or online at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Hank and Carl will return right after these messages.
This, then, is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation, his last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org.
From Genesis to Revelation, the entire New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors, including Richard Dreyfuss, John Voight, Kimberly Williams Paisley, Michael York, and Jim Caviezel as Jesus.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
With feature film quality sound design and original score composed and conducted by Stefano Minetti, the Word of Promise audio Bible transports the listener back in time when Moses led the children of Israel, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and when Jesus walked here on earth. Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 CD by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Some claim that the Nazis were Christians and that Christianity was responsible for the Holocaust. However, such claims are based on a serious misreading of history and a failure to understand the complexity of National Socialism, which at its core was a new religious movement. Other topics include medical marijuana, miracle drug or spiritual poison, searching for truth and transcendence, the perennial relevance of Plato, caricatures of reason and its users, same-sex marriage, stealing rights from God, as well as the popular Ask Hank column. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org.
Superb acting, incredible sound effects, and the moving musical score make the Word of Promise a very powerful tool to enhance your personal worship or Bible study experience. The Word of Promise transports listeners back to a time of world-changing events.
Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, "The God of your fathers has sent me to you," and they say to me, "What is his name?" What shall I say to them?
I am who I am. Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial to all generations.
Order the Word of Promise complete audio Bible, Old Testament or New Testament versions in dramatic audio theater in either CD or MP3 CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Order today and receive free shipping. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And this has been an exhilarating broadcast as we talk about the Word of Promise Audio Bible, which features motion picture sound effects, a captivating original music score. You can experience the Bible like never before. It's brought to you in a live, dramatized way that will fully immerse you in the Word of God and leave you wanting for more, which I think is a key. So often people get into the Bible and they quickly lose their passion. Perhaps they read it in a legalistic fashion. You will be left wanting for more. I play this in my car. I get to work, and sometimes I sit in the parking lot for just a few more moments because I want to hear just a little more. Martin Jarvis joins us. He plays the voice of God in the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. In 2000, he was awarded the Officer of the British Empire in the Queen's New Year's Honors List for his services to drama. He's one of Britain's most versatile leading actors. His career encompasses just about every aspect of the entertainment industry, film, television, theater, radio, recording in an audio fashion, as you will hear in the Word of Promise Audio Bible. And he joins me now on the broadcast. Good to have you with us, Martin.
Well, hello, Hank, and it's a great pleasure, not to say a privilege, for me to be on your program, because I think you're one of the most knowledgeable people in America on the subject that we're discussing today. So I'm very, very pleased to be with you.
Well, ditto. And playing the voice of God, and I say playing the voice of God, unpack that for our audience.
It's a great challenge. My dear friend Stacy, of course, has recently been playing King Lear, and it's more challenging even than Lear, because everybody, in a sense, has their own idea of God. And what I tried to do was to inhabit it, live inside it as best I could, to respect the role, to respect the extraordinary scholarship of the Bible, and also to not to veer away from the fact that this God, although a loving God, is also a wrathful God, and I really needed to inhabit both sides of this loving but angry Father.
Now, there's nothing more significant than you can say than what you've just said, because if you have a full-orbed concept of God, He is at once a God of love and also a God of justice. His eyes are too pure to look on evil. He cannot tolerate wrong. And we have in the Bible, Martin, one of the most incredible stories of how God's love and justice are reconciled in the person and work of Jesus Christ. But to be involved in actually being the voice of God, the entirety of this project, how's it impact your life?
It's an impossible and very humbling invitation, which indeed came really via Stacy when he knew that Carl was, if I may so put it, looking for his God. Stacy said to him, well, I've just been working with a possible God. I had just been directing Stacy in The Life of Galileo. And I believe Stacy said to Carl, well, you know what, Carl? I think your God lives in West Hollywood. And I spoke to Carl the next day and suddenly found myself in the most tricky of all roles ever offered to an actor. You know, I've played many, many parts in Britain, from Hamlet to C.S. Lewis in Shadowlands, which, of course, is another, a play that deals with aspects of the nature of a God. And this was how I came aboard this extraordinary production. And I must say one other thing. You mentioned, or your advertisement mentioned quite rightly, these superb studios that I have been recording this wonderful project. And I've been going to this particular studio on and off when I've been here in America for 10 years, visiting it to do all kinds of recordings and audio books and P.G. Woodhouse and Shakespeare. But I have never been treated with such respect as when I visited over many, many months to record my my words as God. So I feel very privileged and also feel that the Bible has done me an extra and tremendous favor.
Talking to Martin Jarvis, who plays the voice of God at the Word of Promise Complete Audio Bible. Martin, if you would, for just a moment, direct your attention to our audience and tell them from your heart how this production can impact their lives.
Well, I think it is quite extraordinary. People know the Bible to some extent, some not very well. Some have, as we say in England, attended Sunday school, and they will have had readings and read themselves parts of the Bible. As we know, there is a Bible in every hotel room in the country, but I think those drawers often remain closed. What this is something so much more than what many, many people might think of as being a set of religious books. It is the most exciting adventure story in literature. It's written by many, many people over many, many years, often with slightly different viewpoints and coming at it from different angles. It's beautiful literature. It's beautiful writing. And it's full of the most extraordinary characters and an understanding of the human condition. And this is why. And there is God sitting over, as it were, the whole view of humankind. And rather like a fair, just, but difficult at times, headmaster of some cosmic school, he deals out what he sees as the right way to bring people forward, and indeed with the Old Testament to a point where Jesus will come and represent him on earth and deal with mankind in the way that we know is happens in the New Testament. And great religious writers in, you know, over the last 50 years have gone back to the Old Testament, it seems to me. For instance, I've just been recording for BBC this wonderful play, Shadowlands, which deals with the extraordinarily tricky question of, if God loves us, why does he give us so much pain? And C.S. Lewis, who was a great thinker and writer on religious matters, he said, he loves us, so he makes us the gift of suffering, because through suffering we release our hold on the toys of this world and know that our true good lies in another world. And it's hard for us sometimes to accept the blows of the chisel of God, but he is very fair, and he is trying to teach us how to actually not be selfish, to be loving, and to do all the things that this combination of great stories brings to us in the Bible, and therefore in this extraordinary production that I'm privileged to be a part of, The Word of Promise.
Incredible. As the story unfolds, humanity falls into lives of constant sin, terminated by death. The rest of the Bible, God's unfolding plan of redemption, culminating in a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. And you have placed it in such an enormously important context, Martin, as you point out, that at the end, this project is about teaching people to live with eternity in mind.
Absolutely right, yeah.
And I deeply appreciate your participation on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. God bless you, Martin.
Well, thank you, too. It's been a pleasure and a privilege.
And Carl, listening in on the conversation with Martin Jarvis, his words are poignant and profound, but they point us to the Word. The Word of Promise. It is a Word of Promise because we look forward to the promise of paradise. This universe restored, living with a physically resurrected Christ, and forever exploring the glory and grandeur, not only of his created handiwork, but the glory and grandeur of the one who saved us by his grace.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Hank. And listening to Martin, it's just it just humbles me, because an actor like him and what he can bring to this. And when I was looking for the voice of God, and I did talk to Stacey Keach Stacy mentioned his name, and I talked to a few other actors, and it was so incredible because so many other actors mentioned his name, Michael York and Richard Dreyfuss. So they were all pointing me in the direction of Martin Jarvis, and when I called him and he wanted to do it, I was just so grateful.
And you could not have made a better choice. You could not have produced a better project. And we are deeply indebted to you. I personally am. This is something that I'll be using for the rest of my life. So this is not about a project. You have left Carl Amari a legacy.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Hank. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said, because that is what I really wanted to do. I wanted to do something that I could hopefully be remembered for, and that will touch people and change the world. I mean, everybody would love to be able to say, I helped the world in some capacity. And when my family said, you know, you've been working on this for so long and you work so hard on it and so many people, why? Well, because I would love to do my small, very small part of helping to better the world. And I think that's what these actors did too. These actors came together, so many of them, over 600 actors, to help change the world for the better.
Carl Amari, he's leaving a legacy. It's available to you right now. It's the Word of Promise audio Bible. You can order online at equip.org. On the World Wide Web, you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. But do not leave this as an unfinished monument, something that you said, I was going to do that, but then time passed on. Order today. This is an investment in your future, in the future of your family, and ultimately will teach you how to live life with eternity in mind. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to seeing you next time with more of your questions right here on the show.
Now the entire Word of Promise Bible comes alive in dramatic audio theater with an all-star cast featuring Jim Caviezel as Jesus, John Voight as Abraham, Richard Dreyfuss as Moses, Kimberly Williams Paisley as Mary, Stacy Keach as Paul, and Louis Gossett Jr. as John. This world-class audio production immerses listeners in the dramatic reality of the Scriptures as never before, with an original music score composed by Stefano Minetti, feature film quality sound effects, and the work of over 600 actors. The Word of Promise includes an interactive behind-the-scenes DVD that includes actor interviews and a fascinating look at how dramatic audio theater is produced. Obtain the entire Word of Promise Bible, or Old Testament and New Testament sold separately, available in either audio CD or MP3 CD. Call CRI at 888-7000-CRI, or you can go online to our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute, a ministry supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Although smoking marijuana effectively treats some illnesses, medical benefits do not outweigh risks. Beyond physical and psychological dangers lurk profound spiritual perils. Marijuana often elicits a sensation of oneness with the universe or God, consistent with Eastern religious thought, but antithetical to the message of Jesus Christ. Other topics include theologically informed evangelism, the Nazi war against Christianity, Jehovah's Witnesses, and blood transfusion. Off the Map, Bill Johnson and the Pursuit of Extra-Biblical Authentication. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org.
Are you a Christian looking for a phenomenal Bible app? The Word of Promise Bible app may be exactly what you've been looking for. You'll experience the Bible like never before. This free app includes the entire New King James Bible text with powerful search capabilities. For example, you can look for a word like love, and every verse that includes love will appear. also included is the entire two-hour audio Gospel of John featuring world-renowned actors. This two-hour audio Gospel of John is fully dramatized with sound effects, with an original music score, and is synchronized to the text so that as you hear this powerful audio theater, the text appears verse by verse. Receive your free Word of Promise Bible app today at equip.org.